AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's ambassador to South Korea has been summoned to South Korea's foreign ministry following the pact signed between Russia and North Korea this week to offer mutual aid if either country is attacked. President Biden at Camp David preparing for next week's debate with Donald Trump.
Biden won a coin toss and got to choose where he'll stand. He chose the podium on the right. Now Trump got to pick the order of closing statements, and he chose to have the last word.
ABC's M. Nguyen, more than 120 million Americans sweating it out under the heat dome, which stretches from the Midwest into the Northeast. ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z saying the risk of heat-related illnesses is rising.
These excessive heat warnings, even though we see them often now, they mean something. They mean that your body's not going to do well if you're exposed, and especially if you're doing any sort of strenuous activity.
A Southwest Airlines plane coming within 525 feet of the ground in suburban Oklahoma City. The FAA investigating why. This is ABC News. Federal judge overseeing the case against former President Trump over charges he mishandled classified documents, hearing arguments today and a defense motion to have the indictment tossed out. One of the latest trends on social media, ads aimed at boys and young men promising a chiseled jawline if you just chew hard gum. But ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel warns.
One of these companies, one of the founders, cited a 2019 study and said, hey, this study proves that chewing gum will help your jawline. Well, I looked at that study. All that study showed was that in mice who were fed a hard diet, they had some bone growth in their jaw. Mice, hard diet, bone growth, humans, chewing gum, chiseled jawline. These two are not equal.
And actor Kevin Costner making it official, saying he will not return for the final episodes of the hit show Yellowstone. Those episodes are due to be released later this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Law Library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up 4 runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time and the ball down. Great play. We lost a ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah. I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, 4 pitches. We gave up 2 0-2 home runs. Very unusual, back-to-back. I've never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms and storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees.
Currently 66 degrees.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Friday edition will air the grievances and get a legal update. Devil's Friday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Hey, ho, hey, yo, yo, Mad Radio, WMDX, and 92.7 FM, 1580
AM.
Oh, AM, that's right, AM. Remember AM radio? Remember that?
Amplitude modulation.
Anybody listening to that old AM radio?
I don't know. It's collecting dust the corner. Yeah.
Because we got so much sunlight now, we're at full power starting at like 7:15.
Yeah,
so
see, that's pretty good.
People can catch part of the show.
Whoa. Thank you. It's almost like AM. A clear channel station almost.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
It's the John and Gordy Family Show for
when
Friday.
When you have a Civic Media app, you don't need any of this stuff. You know, you can take it anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Globally.
It's free.
If you're on the way to the moon or just, you know, hovering over the Earth.
I suppose it works up there. Sure. They have internet connections.
I would assume.
Yeah. We'll have to contact NASA and make sure, if we can, maybe we can interview somebody on the International Space Station.
You know what? Why don't we just talk to Elon Musk and see if he's got it playing in his spacecraft?
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. Well, here it is Friday. Thank goodness.
Yeah. This is
long
great.
Long week. Crazy week.
Oh, I feel good about Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we had a busy week, a huge week.
Well, you know.
The explosion.
Right in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big explosion downtown Madison.
Yep.
Still haven't heard much about the two injured workers.
What's the follow-up on that, I wonder?
I would like to find that out. But yeah, that was quite an exciting day for various reasons. But finally made it to Friday, though.
But we missed our breakfast because of it. You know, there was so much going on that they were shuffling people out and around, and we kind of left the restaurant
crazy.
A little early. Short Stack, where we broadcast live every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, and we loved their breakfast there, but we had to leave early that day.
Yeah, and a lot of people showed up.
I know.
Wasn't that fantastic?
It was really a busy day there, which was fun.
People listened to the show.
Yeah. Well,
they weren't afraid to show their face, and you know, I'm appreciative of that.
Well, and they've started to wave, you know, in the window when they walk by, you know, or give us other gestures as they, as they see fit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't talk about them.
No. Kind of a cloudy start out there this morning. Maybe we'll see a little sunshine, but they're also talking about showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, this evening, and tonight, and overnight. Yeah, so we'll get ready for that. But right now it's 67 degrees. What do you feel like today? You want to do the roulette wheel, or do you want to do the lottery balls?
I think the roulette
balls?
Wheel should be attempted this morning.
Okay, let's attempt
those
it.
Those weather balls.
What?
I don't know.
Think they're a little? What?
Well, I think
they're not working right.
Need to be replenished. is there a better ball that we could put in there?
But perhaps. I don't know. Maybe it needs a little tune-up.
Okay.
Sam, well, you got we'll anything to do this weekend? That. Maybe you can tune up the lottery balls.
Yeah, he's good at fixing stuff.
The weather lottery balls.
I guess I'll be stuck at the station again.
Taking old antiquated equipment and replacing parts and fixing things up and making them work again.
All right. Let's Let's spin the roulette wheel and see what the high temperature will be for today.
There it goes. There it goes.
All right. That marble is marble's a little wobbly. Okay. Oop, there we go. Hey. 84. 84 for a high. And we'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on this morning and get the scoop on the weekend.
Yeah,
weather.
It doesn't sound good, though.
I know. Well, at least the first half of it.
Here's the thing, you know, about bad weather.
Maybe flooding, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. We're getting really bad weather on and off.
Yeah.
And you would think at this point there would be some kind of resentment toward the megas who are against climate change. They don't believe it really exists. But all of us have to kind of work our schedules around the constant rain that we're getting, the heat and humidity and the high dew points because of them. And the farmers are trying to plant their crops. They're trying to put something in the ground so we can all be fed.
Slow down. Slow down.
All right. Well,
it's not all their fault.
But we should blame them. We should have a little resentment, shouldn't we?
We could blame them. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
I mean, you got to. I don't really want to get into it anymore.
Well, then let's get into this.
National Day calendar.
Let's get into the National Day calendar because today is, June 21st, 2024.
It is.
What is it or is it not today? Is it International Yoga Day? Is it Wagyu Day? Wagyu?
What is it? How do you say that?
Wagyu is how
maybe Julian can help us.
No, he doesn't know that word.
Smoothie Day, is it that? Is it Cherry Ice Cream Day? Is it Day of the Gong Day? How about Take Your Dog to Work Day? Could it be that? Could it be Hayride Day or Selfie Day or Go Skateboarding Day? Daylight Appreciation Day? How about Peaches and Cream Day? How about the Constitution Day? Two of those days.
Good golly.
Do not belong.
It's not Constitution Day.
We got a double.
And it's not.
You're right. It's not Constitution.
It's not Cherry Ice Cream Day.
You're right on that one. You got two right. Oh. Now there's actually three of those were not days.
What?
Yeah, there's one more.
I heard one. You say it, but now I don't remember.
Okay.
Wagyu Day?
No. Gosh, I can't remember. Did it start?
Hayride Day.
Hayride. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. That's not today, but it is Wagyu. Is that how you pronounce
Wagyu
that?
Day.
Okay.
I think maybe I'll need to pull up.
It's a strange sheep-like creature that.
It's mythical.
It's mythical as well.
All right.
I don't know. We'll get to that.
Well, we're trying to get to it right now for some reason.
What the heck is happening to your computer?
This is the new computer. This is the new computer. I'm going to close down anything else I got here. I don't know what the problem is now. Crash and burn.
That's
National
it's starting to work now, boy.
Wagyu.
Got that connection.
We're celebrating the delicacy of Wagyu. If I get Wagyu?
That's how I would say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spread awareness about the rigorous authentication process.
Authenticity.
Taken for a Wagyu. For the entire day, we are celebrating alongside.
Should we know what that is before you start?
Steak and beef enthusiasts, plus encouraging everyone to experience the delicious taste of the finest. It's the finest beef in the world, John.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
oh,
a really,
it's beef.
Really, it's a really, really expensive cut of steak from a special breed of
cow. Why didn't they say that in the first sentence? You know, just lead us on here. So the National Wagyu Day invites seasoned Wagyu connoisseurs as well as first-timers to celebrate
the
delicacy.
Is it a special cow or
in Wagyu?
Yeah, it's like marbled beef.
Okay.
It's really fatty.
Super marbled.
But it's,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I wanted to do this one.
Because?
We've got so many, but we had to throw this one in there today.
Because
I've got a story that I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
My brother, he worked out in Colorado last summer.
Yeah.
And I went out and spent a week with him. And we were just driving through like the Colorado countryside. And there's a lot of ranchers out there that raise Wagyu cows.
Okay.
And my brother said that he had been hatching this plan all summer long. He had like it written out and everything, this master grand idea. To like go and steal Wagyu calves and sell them on the black market because they're like expensive. You can't steal a whole cow, but you could like pretty easily get a calf in your car and just take it somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely, good plan. That's a good plan. If he wants to, you know, do that, let me know. Sounds like you earned big money maker.
So that was how long were you out in Colorado visiting?
A few days, and then we road tripped back. I flew out there, and we drove back.
Ah. So it's a certain kind of cow that whatever it eats, it creates a tremendous amount of fat within the meat, within the muscles.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting. Okay.
I've never had it, actually, I wonder if we I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if they serve it anywhere around
some
here.
Some Wagyus around Wisconsin. I mean, we have a lot of cows here.
Maybe.
That's true.
Yeah. Somebody could text us or call us and let us know.
Yeah. A Wagyu farm.
Do we have any beef connoisseurs listening?
Maybe.
You know, we've almost given up beef. I mean, the price is so through the roof.
It is. Well, let's talk smoothies. You know, smoothies. It's National Smoothie Day.
There you go. Yes.
Capitalizing on the bountiful fruits and vegetables.
What a smoothie over here.
Okay, stop. Fruits and vegetables available this time of year. You know, it's National Smoothie Day, celebrating the refreshing beverage brought to you by the blender. Thank you, blender.
Yes.
Using fresh ingredients, whole grains, and punches of flavor, smoothies transform our fruits and vegetables into the delightful cool drink. You know, when did smoothies start? It doesn't really say here.
No.
But, you know, I don't remember them as a kid.
No, I don't remember them at all, no. Okay. No, we had malts. And some, you know, people who didn't like malt had shakes.
Okay.
We talked about that yesterday.
Right.
But but smoothies, here's the thing with smoothies. You kind of, you get into it, you have smoothies for about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then those frozen fruits sit in your freezer for maybe 2 years.
You know, so you're not a smoothie fan.
Well, it seems like you go through these times where you want a smoothie, and then you instantly drop out of that phase, and you've got nothing but frozen fruit in your freezer.
Wow.
And it just sits there forever, and you don't want to throw it out. You're thinking, well, maybe I'll get to it. I'll have another smoothie, and it doesn't happen.
How often do you clean out your refrigerator? Not very often.
Oh, yeah, we clean it out quite often.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you've got two grown-up adults in my house.
Yeah. I mean, clean it out, like get rid of all the old stuff.
Yeah, that's what we do. Well, we, you know, when something expires badly, maybe 2 or 3 years, we feed it to the kids.
Okay. Well, it's been working well so far for those guys.
Well, they still want to stay at home.
I know. Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, bad flavor, bad food. You think, you know, well, I could do better if I just ordered up.
Right.
Hey, it's free. You can't. They're just like you, John. They make an appearance wherever there's free food.
You remember all that stuff. Yes. I love free food. That's where I go, wherever there's free food.
All right. Moving on.
All right.
Let's get to the National Day of the Gong. Come on.
All right. The Gong Show.
I know. That's the first thing I think of. Chuck Barris. What a great show that was. A lot of fun. But it's National Day of the Gong today, honoring the gong's unique history, not the gong show.
Or bang a gong.
That's right. The unique history of the gong among instruments of sound, creativity, and healing, mighty and gentle, earthy and celestial. The extraordinary instrument is a conduit of creation.
So many people. So many people never knew what a gong was, and thank God you came out here and you described what they were.
That's what we're here for, John. The cultural history of the gong offers sensory and multidimensional sounds. You know, thanks to the artisans worldwide, the gongs have come in an array of sizes and designs and origins. Right. Let's listen to a little bit of Bang the Gong.
Yeah, let's listen to that, and then we'll talk more about Wagyu.
Me. Okay. All right. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Friday.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you.
Oh, God, I hate this song.
Love you such a sweet thing.
I hate this song. There's not too many songs I hate, but this is one of them.
Well, you really hate this bubblegum song, don't you?
Yes.
I got a song that you like. Yeah. Could you get Julie London's version of this?
Yummy, whatever it is. Loving right. my tummy, yeah. whatever it is. I hate
yummy,
it.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Okay.
Okay. Julie London's version of that. I want to get to this because somebody took the time to look this up. Yeah. And at Brennan's, apparently they have Wagyu meat every once in a while and sent a picture of it to us. Now, it's kind of scrolled me here. Here, could you just move that a little bit?
Hang on a second. Down. Here we go. There we go. This is the challenge.
There we go. Okay.
This one?
Yeah. This is at Brennan's. And on the... It's $89.99 a pound.
That seems a little pricey.
But it's not that pricey because this is a Father's Day special.
Oh, okay.
So they want to make sure that they guilt trip you into spending $89.99 a pound for Wagyu.
It's a lot of money.
Meat. And it's marbled. Boy, that is really marbled meat.
It looks good, though.
When you see that, you think, oh, a lot of gristle. There's got to be a lot of gristle.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
For $89.99, it better be pure butter. I'm telling you.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on it. You know, if Brennan's has that,
they
should
do.
Get some.
Yeah. Every once in a while out there in Verona.
Yeah.
Here's one. Rare in Madison serves it as well. Rare in Madison.
Rare.
Yeah.
Is that the name of a
Rare Steakhouse, it looks like.
Okay, serves it. Okay.
Oh,
and that's $40 per ounce.
That doesn't seem like a deal.
Well, I'm going to Brennan's now.
Okay.
No. Well, they prepare it. You know, they prepare it the right way.
Sure.
So they know what to do. And then you ask the chef how they did it. And then you buy Wagyu at Brennan's.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well,
who knew that there was a special meat out there more expensive than the steaks and hamburger we're buying now?
I know. I had no idea. But now we know the rest of the story.
All right. All right.
Let's get to the rest of this.
I know. You want to
push
on.
We got so much show today. We've got, you know, we might have to bump Stephanie Miller back a little bit today. That's how much show we got.
Well, let's do that then.
National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Take your dog to work. Where's your dog? You should have brought your dog in today.
Wow, wouldn't that have been something?
Bring the Kraken in. Every year on Friday after Father's Day, employees across the country bring their dogs to National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Mm-hmm. It's a celebration of the companionship between canine and human. National Take Your Dog.
All you have to do is tell your boss that, and they'll say, right. Oh, of course.
Oh, okay, sure. Oh, bring the dog
sounds
in.
Sounds great.
Create chaos throughout the office. The National Take Your Dog to Work Day hopes to inspire others to adopt from shelters and humane societies.
See, now, if a number of people brought their dogs in, then those dogs would be battling it out or playing with each other, causing havoc.
Yeah.
Well, by the way,
I want to mention
this because this is really important. A lot of people in the summer, especially, would have a dog pool, a little swim pool.
Yeah.
They have some really, really inexpensive ones at Aldi.
Oh, okay.
So head on out there.
Go get it.
My wife bought one yesterday, I think, for $15 or something like that. They're like $50 at a pet store. But they're, $15, very cheap.
Mm.
And really cool looking, too.
Okay.
Yeah, and our dog has discovered water for the very well. We took her out to Devil's Lake and threw her in, and she did okay.
When was that?
A while back.
Okay,
Not that long. But anyway, she might have forgotten it, but this pool of water just fascinates her.
Mm.
Yeah. So go it's on fun. And get a dog pool.
Yeah. Dogs usually love the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. It's National.
Oh, you know they do.
Okay. It's National Selfie Day. Do we really need a day to celebrate selfies? Do we really?
Remember people had the selfie?
The selfie stick. Yeah. Well, they still have them.
Oh, they do? They?
I think.
Yeah, they still
don't see
exist.
Them as much. I don't know. Thanks to social media and the smartphone, we celebrate National Selfie Day today, recognizing a form of self-portrait shared across the world. And today we encourage everyone to take creative but appropriate selfies. It says,
oh, no.
The National Day calendar
is a certain.
Wants you to be appropriate. Okay. Oh, it's important to the National Day calendar, folks, to put that in.
Well, a little disclaimer, you know. They don't want to promote porn.
That's right. They don't want to get in trouble. Oh, golly. Let's see. Let's go skateboarding day. We don't care about that, do we?
Skateboarding. They have motorized skateboards now, so it's important.
Okay. It's National Daylight Appreciation Day. Appreciate the daylight.
What? Well, I know vampires don't, but yeah, everybody else can appreciate daylight. We got nothing else
to
do.
There's light out. Let's appreciate it. It's also National Peaches and Cream Day. I'm not even going to go.
No, I don't even care.
Let's
about
get
that.
Into the history book, Sam. Can we open up the book, please?
Let's open up the book.
Let's get out of this thing, okay? All right. Oh, what page are we on? For June 21st. Okay.
Let's take a look, see. Got to add a little extra there.
Yeah.
Was Constitution Day a real day, or did you make that up?
What do you mean?
When you said earlier, when you ran through
the whole list. Oh, no, I made that up. Oh,
okay. I wasn't sure if I was...
It was actually next on the list, so I just threw that in.
Right.
It
well,
yeah. It's ratified today.
Yes, today, in 1788, the Constitution was ratified.
Yep.
Now we're getting ready to get rid of it.
I guess.
Tear it up. Shred it. Put it in the shredder. According to the orange one.
It didn't have enough God in it. Not enough Bible references.
Yeah, the federal government's going to have their own dumpster fire Friday.
Apparently. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see.
So it was ratified.
Yes.
Okay, good deal.
Nine of 13 states.
Yeah, they signed off on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Today in 1834, Cyrus McCormick is issued a patent for the mechanical reaper or the grain harvester. He goes on to found International Harvester.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting. Didn't have to cut your wheat down by hand anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Didn't they make trucks as well?
International Harvester?
Eventually. Yeah. They didn't have cars in 1834.
I got to tell you that International Harvester trucks were the worst trucks in the world.
Oh, yeah?
How do you know that? What are you saying? Why would you say that?
I just know it.
What?
I mean, they rusted out immediately. They look like they could tip over at any moment if you just looked at it.
You're not a farmer. I mean, how would you know anything about International Harvester trucks?
Well, I'm not talking about the pickup trucks.
Okay.
Not about the machinery. They made great machinery, but the pickup trucks were god-awful.
Because you grew up on a farm and you did farming,
no, I just remember, you know, when I looked around for a truck at the time, I bought a Chevy Blazer, the first year of a Chevy Blazer. Yeah. But, you know, the International Harvester was a similar looking truck to the Blazer.
Yes.
And it was just an awful truck. It was rusted out. It was just
a piece of junk.
Yeah,
huh?
they didn't take care.
All right.
It's an awful truck. We'll take calls on that.
Yeah.
And give us a text.
Okay.
If you have an International Harvester story.
All right.
God. We might get to a little more history, but I wanted to play a song. Today's Tyler Childers' birthday. He's playing at Summerfest this weekend.
All right.
All right, let's play a little of that.
Play a little bit of that.
And then we'll have more of the history books.
No.
No?
Really?
Yeah, we got a few more things.
Okay.
All coming up on the Friday edition of the John and Gordy Family Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Mike North, principal with EverEgg out of Platteville. He's not only watching what's going on with our slaughter numbers in the dairy sector, he said he's also going to watch for revisions on milk production from previous months. Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning all trending pretty firm.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Product prices got dinged yesterday in Chicago. The barrel cheese finished down a penny at $1.93. 40-pound block cheese on Thursday, down 0.75 cents, $1.85 1/4. AA butter down 2 3/4 cents to $3.08 a pound. Now this morning, the July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 21 cents right now at $19.98. The August milk currently trading 8 cents lower, $20.51 a hundredweight. The December new crop corn is up a penny at $4.58. November new crop soybeans up 2.5 right now, $11.19. July new crop wheat up just a half at $5.73 a bushel. I'm PM Yankee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms. And storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be talking with Professor Mary Ellen O'Connell of the Notre Dame School of Law. We'll be talking about the law of war and how it applies in Gaza.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Extravaganza. Oh, we're calling it something today here. It's the John and Gordy Face the Music edition of the family show.
Face the Music. It's Make Music Day internationally. We forgot to mention that during the national day calendar.
We've got a guest later on, and we'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
What's going on musically in Madison.
Yeah. Mary Rose Eckbert, we'll be talking with her about Make Music Madison, but it's also an international celebration.
Yes.
1,000 cities across the world.
Yeah.
Hosting musical events, and Madison's like the biggest one of them all.
All right.
Sam, what were you playing there coming out of the break? What
was that? That was Lana Del Rey, Summertime Sadness. Hopefully our summertime is not full of sadness.
Well, hopefully.
Well, I'm glad you brought the song up.
Thanks for...
It's just her downer. It's her most popular song, which is why I played it.
Well, what happened to Julie London's version of Yummy, Yummy, Yummy?
I got rid of it because you moved on. You stopped talking about it.
And well, why would we want to hear this anyway?
Well, you hate the song so much, but...
I do hate the song.
I think you're going to like this version of the song.
Julie London's
version. All
right,
here we go. Let's start.
Working on pulling it up. Okay. YouTube's ad blocker is
Julie London
me
was
right now.
Like in the 60s, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. Yes, she was very hip at that time.
So she took the song and did a cover of it.
Yes, here it is. Yummy, listen to this.
Okay. Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
Oh, God.
And I feel like loving you. Love, you're such a sweet thing, good enough to heat them. And that's just what I'm gonna do.
So, Gordy, what do you hate about this song?
Well... This version is definitely
better, right?
Better, but
you don't like the bubblegum poppiness.
Just the bubblegum. I mean, that was like the ultimate bubblegum pop song, and I think you're right. Didn't like it at all. From the first time I heard it.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I'm not sure why.
I can understand that. See, I really like bubblegum music, but that one grated on me.
Sounded. I don't know.
But this so when sugary, I heard this sweet. Version, I thought, wow.
Yeah, wow.
You know? Lounge singing. It works.
All right. All right, let's move. Hey, we didn't finish up the history book, did we?
Because it's so important, right?
We got to finish it up.
Yeah, well, a couple more things.
I don't know if I mentioned, I played Lana Del Rey because it's her birthday today as well.
Okay.
Let's see what else happened today in history. Today in 1893, the Ferris wheel opens up. First Ferris wheel at the Chicago World's Exposition.
Yeah, 1893. Wow. Okay.
And what?
There are still buildings there in Chicago along the lakefront, you know, that were a part of that exposition.
Oh, okay.
Like I think the Adler Planetarium and I believe the Natural History Museum and maybe the Museum of Science and Industry.
It's too bad they got rid of the Ferris wheels.
Yeah, well, they have one.
They got rid of the Ferris wheels.
In Chicago, they have a big Ferris wheel on Navy Pier there in Chicago.
Oh, they do still have that.
Well, it's a new one.
Okay.
They replaced the one from 1893.
When I was looking at pictures of the original one, I didn't realize how big it was.
Yeah.
Like the cars.
It's enormous.
The cars weren't ones that you sit in. They were like 45 feet long, and you could stand in them and walk around in them. It was huge.
Right.
That's awful.
Yeah. Scary.
You could have a convention in one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. The Ferris wheel. I'm trying to think of one. Do they have one up in the Dells? I don't think so.
Yeah, Ferris Wheels Summer Around Vacation, here. Right? Was that the name of the movie, Ferris Wheels?
Ferris Bueller's
Ferris
Summer
Bueller's
Vacation.
Day off.
It's a just different thing altogether.
Thought I'd test you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're okay. All right.
You passed.
All right. Speaking of the, it's Make Music Madison Day, and we'll have a guest later on, as we mentioned, Mary Rose Ekberg. But it's also a National Women's Music Festival that's going on at the Marriott West in Middleton this weekend. Oregon Summer Fest is going on this weekend, and Sun Prairie Pride Fest also this weekend. So
there you go.
All kinds of fun stuff. Unfortunately, weather's not going to be very cooperative at times today. We're talking about showers and thunderstorms maybe this afternoon, maybe some flash flooding again. Here we go with the flooding.
I know.
We're soaked, we're saturated, but 84 for a high. And we'll talk to Brittany Merlot in just a little while.
I was planning to take my sailboat out today.
Were you?
If it's flooding, that might not be the worst idea. But if it's thundering and lightning, if there's lightning, that also might not be the best idea.
Yeah. You like that sailboat. You go out on it quite a lot, right?
I haven't gotten a chance to take it out a ton the past couple of weeks.
Is it one person or can you fit two people?
You could fit two
several?
People.
How about
I have
three?
I have fit three people in it once.
Well, why don't the three of us go sailing sometime?
That's a great idea. Wow,
you don't like that idea?
No, that's a horrible idea.
No.
Well, wouldn't we be stopped for pollution? Putting styrofoam in water?
Microplastics styrofoam. Filling the lake.
Oh,
you can't,
God.
You can't throw
Have
styrofoam in the water.
Have you ever sailed a boat before?
No, never. I've always wanted to be in a sailboat. I never had an opportunity.
I should get a pirate flag to put on the top of it.
Pirates. Pirates on Lake Mendota. Is that what lake do you go on?
I've taken out on only Mendota so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good sailing on Mendota.
if it's not too windy.
Okay.
Pretty much the same.
What color is the sailboat?
What color Mendota is styrofoam?
White. So does it? Oh man.
It's white.
It's white with a yellow, orange, and white sail.
Oh.
How big is it? How long is it?
It's like 12 feet long,
Oh,
I think.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we can all get in there.
I think so. Okay.
There goes
Put that on our bucket list.
There goes the family show. sinking
to
quickly.
The bottom of the
sinking
lake.
Sinking slowly in the sunset.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want to get to this this topic of...
What? What do you got in mind there, big boy?
Should we have women up for the draft?
Oh, yeah. You know, this came up because they're bringing it up in Congress.
We heard the devils talking about it yesterday afternoon.
That's right.
And they brought up the issue of that. And
selective service.
It was in a House bill. I'm not sure if that passed with that in it, although I did see some captured images of the draft itself. And it was in there. I know it passed, I believe, the House, but the Senate right now, they're talking about the Senate bill.
Yeah.
And a lot of Republicans are against the Senate bill having this in there.
Right.
One of the Republican senators said, "Look at my face. This is the high cost of war." Right? He was injured in the war.
Okay. All right.
His face is injured, disfigured. And then I'm thinking... And I've always hated this part of it, is that they have this low value for men. For some reason, you know, as soon as we, you know, get in our teens, we're just cannon fodder to them. You know, just send them off to war. Who cares? You know, whatever happens.
Yeah.
But women, we can't have women go to war. We can't have them in there. Of course, now they are in the service.
Sure.
So why not have them also registered for the draft? And one of the things that the devils did not talk about in putting women into the draft, or at least registering, is that we'll never, ever have another draft again if women are included in it.
Mm.
I mean, we're always kind of worried that they'll go back to that, and there'll be a tremendous blowback. It was one of the reasons there were 60s protests.
Sure. Remember guys burning their draft cards, in protest. So at the age of 18, I believe, right? Still 18.
You have to register.
Automatically
register everybody.
Well, this is the bill that you're talking about that would automatically do that. You used to have to go into the post office or somewhere like that, a governmental office, get the thing, fill it out, and then you get the draft card in your mail, and you would hang on to that till your number was called or till they drafted you.
They don't take you in for physical exams for just registering anymore, right?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I don't believe so. I don't think that's part of it.
Well, that was a nightmare.
No, you register online now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That was a nightmare.
Wow.
You
know, Did you have to go in for a physical?
Oh, yeah.
See, I never got that far.
I was standing in line with like 50 other guys, almost naked, you know, just humiliating. You're that close to being drafted at that point.
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's a very scary situation.
It was.
Yeah. So if they have women up for the draft as well, they're not going to allow it. I mean, these Republicans think that women aren't up to it. That they can't do it, or that they might get disfigured. The beauty of women, they might get disfigured in a war. Wow. I mean, talk about condescending. I just can't imagine how these people get married and have wives that, you know, go along with this stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I don't know where this bill stands right now. If it's gone to the Senate, you say? So it passed
the
House?
It's in the Senate.
Or they
They can both kick it around at the same time, but I believe it passed the House. Mm. It's funny, the story doesn't even have that. I searched it all over for it. Mm. It says here, but forcing America's daughters to register for the draft is unacceptable.
According to Republicans.
Yeah.
Well.
Why?
They're in the...
They can volunteer for the military. Why can't they be?
Josh Hawley says, signing up women for the draft is insane. He accused the Biden administration of trying to implement a woke agenda at the Pentagon. There shouldn't be women in the draft. They shouldn't be forced to serve if they don't want to. Well, how about the guys, huh? What's wrong with the guys? Come on, include them in that. My God.
Why are they even bringing this up now? I mean, there's no need for the draft at all right now. Well, we haven't had the draft since Vietnam. Right, 50 years. Yeah. 50 years right. since they were drafted.
And everybody,
people.
Everybody considers the draft something that's, you know, old, antiquated. No one's ever going to bring it back because of the massive protests in the '60s. Not
there
just because of Vietnam, but just the draft alone.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have that. Yeah. Now, I heard a few callers on the Devil's Show.
Yeah.
One said, "Oh, you know, everybody should serve. You know, once they get out of college or school, they should have 2 years of service." In the military,
mm-hmm.
I find that repugnant.
Mm. You do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people, I'm sure, that do.
Well, here's the thing. Remember when the idea came up, well, either if you don't want to go to the draft, can you do some community service instead?
Could
we set up something like that?
Right.
And, you know, one way or the other, you know, you're helping out the effort or helping out the military. We have somebody on the John and Gordy hotline. Mark is with us this morning with a comment. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's interesting that a lot of these Republicans that are so opposed to, you know, drafting to have women register for the draft are for compulsory pregnancy for women, though, you know, if they...
Yes.
Yeah. They're in a position, you know, that's the ironic part of it. That
it is.
They have no problem with this. And you got the other, some nitwit, I didn't catch the name, but some... it sounded so creepy when I heard it that I just came in at the end, but some older gentleman was talking about girls when they're ripe.
Yes.
I mean,
That
just really just kind of turned my stomach because, it's just the whole thing of as soon as these girls reach age where they can actually have children, they're eligible for marriage. And
right. They can have rapist child, but they certainly can't serve in our military.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want that. And they don't even have to be in the front lines either.
Right. Well, that's right.
There's all kinds of positions they can take other than you know, frontline service. I mean, and maybe, you know, 2-year national service might not be a bad idea because then we could actually provide education for all our citizens.
For free.
For free.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, it comes out of tax dollars, but it would be free to the people doing it.
Well,
taking education.
Well, this is my look on that, and that's why I say it's repugnant to have some kind of national service at all, is that when people go out and they start a business or they work in the economy, aren't they contributing to the U.S. economy? Aren't they contributing as being good citizens of this country instead of having a national service? We're already, you know, servicing this nation by just working in it and supporting it and being out there. I don't know.
And good, taxes.
Good,
you know.
Good point.
Yeah. All right.
That is a good point. That is a really good point. Because we're all part of this society, and that's probably what we should actually look at.
Yeah, we're all making it work. So. All right, Mark. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Josh Hawley, leave our daughters alone. And Mike Johnson said, the notion of the United States of America requiring women to register to fight our wars is simply untenable and must be opposed at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're defending the women now, but not when it comes to abortion or making no medical decisions. No, no, no.
6:49, we're going to continue with, oh boy, we got a story on Brad Schimmel. He's not doing good today.
He got caught.
Oh, speeding. Yeah. The John and Gordy Show continues. Come.
We gotta get out of this place.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. The crew at Ooga is excited to invite you to celebrate 5 years of great beer. That's right. It's Ooga's 5th anniversary party, Saturday, June 22nd. Come on out for all the fun, including live music from Stacey Majones at 2 p.m. and the Jason Pettit Band at 6. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company's 5th anniversary celebration. Located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show for a Friday. Highs today in the mid-80s, maybe some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. And playing I Can't Drive 55. Yeah. Did you hear about Justin Timberlake getting pulled over?
Yes.
Drunk driving. Everybody's all upset.
Did you see his mugshot?
No, I didn't.
It's a good shot.
It's pretty funny. Apparently, he said, like, he whispered under his breath when he was being put in the cop car, this is going to ruin the tour. Because he's got a world tour going on pretty
soon. Exactly,
Well, I heard he just sold a house that he bought for $4 million for $8 million. And they were saying, he had it listed for $10 million. He had to knock it down to $8 million. So he lost $2 million. No, he didn't. He doubled his money from $4 to $8 million.
He's an opportunist.
Yeah. And that his tour tickets weren't selling well, and that's why he was out driving around all liquored up, snot-slinging drunk. And he got pulled over by a guy that didn't know.
Didn't know who he was.
He said he just had one martini.
One martini.
Right?
Yep.
And the young police officer didn't recognize who he was. How did he not know who Justin Timberlake is?
You don't have to have one martini to drive through a stop sign and weave all over the road, right?
Why does this happen?
Do that on your own without drinking.
True. Why don't these guys call an Uber, you know? I mean, come on. He's richer than God. Why does he get, come on. Right?
Yeah. But he's a nice guy. He's staying at a hotel. And the people at the hotel love him.
Everybody loves him.
Great customer.
I mean, yeah.
And we've seen him on Saturday Night Live.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I know. It's unfortunate. Gail King's coming to his defense. Oh, what happened? Oh, poor Justin.
Justin is one of the nicest guys around.
Okay. But if you're drunk driving, you know, it doesn't matter.
That's not a good thing, right? But he didn't use it. Let's talk about Brad Schimmel.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah,
Brad Schimmel. He wasn't drunk driving, was he?
No, but he was speeding.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He got what? Did he get pulled over?
He's a state Supreme Court candidate.
Well, this is going
to
be
pulled over for speeding. Tried to leverage his position as a judge in Waukesha, to get special treatment, but you know that didn't work. I have a little cut of that the police officer stopping Brad. Here, let's check this out.
Okay.
Hi, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Well, did you stay on password?
No. Okay, I've got 78. Okay, so I'm really going way too fast. Where are you heading to? Are you from Waukesha?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I'll do is I'll check your information. Do you have any warrants, probation issues, anything like that I have to know about?
No, I'm a judge in Waukesha. I will be contrary to my description.
All right. Okay. Let me try everything out. I'll come back up and I'll talk to you. Okay.
All right. It's a little hard to understand, but you know, he's going to like 78 miles per hour.
And he threw in the, I'm a judge in Waukesha.
Yeah, he did. He threw that in. Didn't impress her.
Didn't. That's still got a ticket.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Republican. You know, I'm in Waukesha County, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
When I was
in high school, someone in my friend group was the daughter of the Wausau police chief.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a lead foot. She liked to speed. She got pulled over when driving home one night. And when they ran her license, they realized that she had the same last name. As their boss, and they just kind of let her off.
Nice.
All right.
Okay.
But, you know, it's one of those things. It's He'll be speeding. Part of the he was, and then she gave him a ticket for 15 miles over, because then it doesn't get into the dangerous territory of anything over 15 miles per hour, right? Okay. And she said, well, I'm going to give you a break on this.
Yeah, you know, cut him a little slack.
Yeah. And he said, well, you know, I could go to court for this. And she goes, well, you can go to court for this, but then you'll probably be knocked up to 18 miles per hour.
Right. Mm. Okay.
And it was a decision that Brad Schimmel had to make at that point.
Okay.
Well, gee. Yeah. How is that going to work in the campaign?
How is that going to affect it? You know? They'll definitely bring it up, whoever's running against him, right?
Yes.
Don't you think?
I would think so. You know, I would bring it up if I were a candidate for the state Supreme. You know, I think I might just do it now that I know Brad Schimmel's been stopped for speeding.
You know, you should run for office. I do believe that. You should run for judge. Supreme Court judge of Wisconsin.
Yeah, what the heck, right? I'm pretty impartial.
You got nothing to lose.
I have told you 1,000 times on this show that I'm apolitical.
Right? You keep saying that. I'm not sure that it makes it true, but okay. We'll go
if
with
you say it enough, it becomes true.
Political.
All right. There you go. All right. I just want to.
Yeah.
I want to bring up something that was really crazy. This is, you know, I went to Laura Ingraham. You know, she's the right wing pundit. She's got her own little X site.
Yeah.
And I went there. I had to find a story. I wanted to find a story on Stephen Miller. He said some outrageous things, and I was looking for his cut because I know he was on her show. But anyway, I saw this thing, and she had an interview with Lara Trump.
Okay.
The head of the RNC.
Right. Okay. Running the show.
All right. So you got to hear this. She is the master of projection.
Okay.
if you go to her X site, she's a master of projection. Check this out. Cut 132.
Okay.
Your jaw will drop and you won't believe any of this. Check this out.
All right.
Well, listen, this is obvious. The people of this country are hurting, and we have this opportunity, Laura, right now. I know people talk about it all the time, but it is so epic that we can actually compare two presidents and two presidencies, and the American people truly can only be lied to for so long, and I think they have had enough of the Democrats. It's why you see the movement, because across the country, people's lives are so much harder right now, and they want the days of Donald Trump back. They're pretty upset with the mainstream media, by the way, who sold Donald Trump to them in a way that they now know was phony, they now know was fake, and it's because people want their lives back, and they know Donald Trump will bring it to
them.
They
want their lives back.
They do,
And they're tired of the lies. They're tired of being lied to. Mm. I couldn't even believe that. You know, I just ran screaming from the room. Really?
They're
really?
Tired
the
of
Democrats
lies.
Are the ones lying. We just had a list yesterday
so much
of
projection.
30 lies that Trump spoke in Racine.
Right, just 30 of them, back to back.
It is all the topics he brought up.
Everything.
He lied about everything.
Yeah, that's all he can
and
do.
And the people are just tired of the lies that the Democrats are telling everybody. Yeah. That is amazing. Let's go. And this is something that Laura wrote. Mm. She represents Biden's base. People who have so much money and okay, we'll go.
We'll get to that.
15 seconds?
Yeah. Okay. All right. we're going to be back and find out more about Make Music Madison coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Friday.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we prepare for the weekend with Take Your Dog to Work Day. Maggie Tate-Techman, the executive director of Haws, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.